Also, guten Tag, liebe Damen und Herren. Heute im Hot Seat haben wir Nick Schüderer.
Sehr gut.
And like, if you have ever visited a Ruby on Rails conference, chances are you've met Nick, because this man has spoken at over 100 Ruby events. So, welcome, Nick.
Thank you very
Welcome.
much for having me. Hi.
Hey. How's it going? How are you enjoying both Ruby?
Well, it's the fourth day, so I arrived at 2 days prior to the conference. Conference is amazing. The talks were amazing. I had really good chats with the audience as well, and I'm actually looking forward for the after party because I'm really tired.
From the yesterday's after
Yeah,
party, yeah.
from like 3 or 4 days of meeting people,
After party,
basically
yeah.
constant chatting and
Yeah.
discussing service objects versus SQLite in production.
Or IPAs versus logger. Yeah,
IPAs versus APIs.
yes. It's perfect. Okay, this is an old joke.
So you're the author of a few important tools like Trailblazer or Slots.
Wait, sales.
Cells.
Why do you keep saying slot? Sounds
Reform.
like I'm doing
I
a
mean,
machine sort of painting and
slot and
gambling.
cells sound similar to me.
Okay.
If you had to say what is Trailblazer in one sentence, what would you say?
It's a framework for structuring your business logic.
Is it something like DDD?
I think we pick up a lot of concepts from DDD unintentionally. So I actually started reading the DDD book a few weeks ago. Because apparently, what we have as a service object we call operation is a use case. So, and then I think we also have this bounded context concept somehow integrated. I'm not there in this chapter yet in DDD.
So next week when you finish the book, you're going to rewrite Trailblazer number three, where we changed
Operation will
everything.
be
Oh,
bounded context and
exactly. That's what.
whatever ubiquitous language or whatever.
And you'll change all your talks to like, okay,
Forget
TTT and Ruby.
TTT, I will get
Trailblazer
more talks than
TTT.
ever,
Yes, of course.
Which is actually not what I want anymore.
Well, come on, we have fun. We have fun.
No, that's for sure. I just don't want to travel anymore to like I don't know, from Brazil to Japan and then Finland, which sounds like very
Yeah,
bragging, but
but it's.
it was tough sometimes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and the second question, slots.
Sales.
So,
Again.
I cannot get a
Third
chance. That will be more popular.
So, cells in one sentence.
Sales is view
View
components.
components before view components.
Let's put it that way. Sales is view components with less maintenance because we don't have millions of dollars backing a developer, a lucky, very lucky developer, and a very nice guy. I
Yeah.
had a long call with him when he came up with view, when he came up with view components. He kind of apologized for copying stuff, but he I told him, dude, you have the dream job.
Yeah,
Go for it.
right. Yeah.
I was a bit jealous.
Nice.
Okay, so you're talking today in 1 hour.
I guess I'm the last talk.
Yeah.
I was also the last talk at FriendDRB, and I don't know why people do that to me, but
You gotta just
someone's got to do
fight.
the job.
If you're a star, if you're a superstar, you gotta take it. Like
Not
if you're
probably
like
because I'm the best drinker. I know exactly why they do this to me.
Yeah, you gotta take it now. Like whether you are
Yeah,
who you are,
someone's got to do the
your
job.
fame. Yeah, exactly.
I think we can pull through.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
So, what drives you to travel around the world and do all these talks?
In the beginning, it was the quest for knowledge, the quest to see other countries. I also liked to be, I mean, it's kind of nice to get attention and this kind of stuff. And it was also to promote my stuff.
Yeah.
And to be honest, maybe it's getting older or something, but I kind of enjoy this part the
Yeah.
most currently. Like the meeting my old friends, meeting new friends, talking about software, but not too much because actually, I think we spoke about everything already. It's like,
We have a couple of other things
no, I
to
mean, but
cover.
this is fine with me. I really enjoy the social
Yeah.
side of traveling. I'm not traveling so much anymore. It's just like 2 or 3 conferences per year.
I would love to get a talk from you, like just about speaking, like hey, how it started, how it went, why I did it, why I do it now, and like maybe
You can give the
some
same talk. I mean, you're also traveling to hundreds of conferences.
come on, thank you, but no,
Two or
it's
three
not
years
like
more, and you'll be the one
that.
closing.
No, yeah, of course. No. I learned from the best, but
Oh,
so yeah.
it must be someone else.
No, I'd love to get to hear that. I mean, I like the technical talks and everything, but I like more about like the stories, the people, the feelings and everything. Yeah. I like those angles.
Actually, that's the big art of speaking in general. I think is the mix of putting technical stuff in combination with funny stories. I mean, today my talk is very non-technical. I have, I don't know, 10 code slides or something, because it's more about like how we built Trailblazer as a product. People who are listening cannot see that, but it's in quotes.
Well, I think when visiting conferences or going for any trip, the thing that you remember the most the last years is the connections you made, the people you met.
It's incredible. It's priceless. I mean, giving a talk is, people will talk about it for 5 minutes and they will forget, but the friendships that evolved over the decades is the best, really. And that's because conferences are a perfect occasion for that. You have the same interest, you go for a drink, and it's kind of like there's no awkwardness or anything. Great.
I only saw you like these, like, I want to say small conferences, but you know, more
DIY.
Yeah, the nice ones. I love these.
Same here.
It's the same. But when was the last time you went to like a big conference?
Oh my God, I would have. It must have been definitely 6-7 years ago. To be honest, like, I'm thinking of RailsConf. I only landed a RailsConf gig because EngineYard was paying me. Like, they had a sponsored gig, sponsored slot. Here we are, slots.
Yeah,
and they kind of asked me to speak. That's why. Otherwise, I think RailsConf is never going to invite me. I think that was the biggest, and it was also in Brazil. One of my first talks was in Brazil in front of like thousands of people. That was crazy, but that was 12 years ago.
Was that tropical or not tropical?
No, it was Sao Paulo, Brazil RubyConf or something.
Okay, and thousands.
And then I remember that because I had 800 new followers after this talk. I mean, they were just following like randomly, and you got these notification emails from Twitter back in the days, and then I had like 5 pages of clicking like delete. That was pretty cool. I was like I don't know, mid beginning of 30s, and found this is a cool thing.
It's a cool thing, right?
Now I deleted Twitter and they're all gone.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
I try to make Trailblazer a product. I try to do consulting as much as possible with Trailblazer related projects. Refactoring is our big passion, basically. And you work on the gems and hope that someday we will become like Arbo or something, that we have a reasonable amount of income. I was actually quite fascinated by your figures. It's not that you just do like €2,000 per year or something.
I think it's nothing more.
It's great. It really inspired me to push harder for the product version, because I think there will be companies paying for using our stuff, and we'll see. Maybe I can have some decent salary.
I think it's interesting that like we asked you, like Yara asked you, what do you do for a living, and you didn't specify. You didn't say anything about playing, like singing, like a band.
No, but that's not for a living. I mean, you mean like what's my interest? So they, I won't speak for 5 hours, but I thought what brings me the dough.
Okay.
No, I mean, I have lots of hobbies and, you know, sports and stuff. So like work life balance is probably working in my case, but it's probably working too well, because I'm not like this millionaire with a fast car.
Yeah,
I have a Renault Kangoo with no wheelbase.
I saw quite a few developers that are, you know, also singers, and I think it's the, like you said, like a perfect balance of like offloading the webs, the like the development, and doing some creative stuff.
Yeah, actually, my favorite part is the songwriting, because you finish a song and it's done forever, and it will be in 50 years, people will still listen to the same song.
Yeah,
whereas cells 2.5 and 5.6 will
be the slots.
slots. And it's this ever changing environment in software drives me crazy. Actually, my talk has a lot about this kind of dynamic in open source developers' life.
And how can our listeners find your band?
The band is a German name, Brutal Besoffen. It means brutally shit-faced, which was kind of an accident. We were joking about another band and the name stuck. And then we kept going with it. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, YouTube. So give us a like, and
you should throw a link to that in the Trailblazer footage website. So yeah, people just know, okay, I'll go Trailblazer.
And listen to shit face.
Brutally shit face. I try not to mix the two things too much, because it will make me look even less professional.
It's cool. It's cool. And I have just one more question about conferences. Do you have like a favorite one, like a special one, like the year 2000 or one or 1900
I
or
mean, there was one. I mean, recently I really enjoyed Friendly RB in Bucharest.
except Friendly, except Friendly.
Actually, the craziest conference I was at was, I think it was called Magma Conf or something. It was in Mexico, and it was in the wild days when GitHub still sponsored like a conference with like literally the currency was bottles of mezcal. So,
Wow.
and it was in this beach resort, and everyone had houses, and we had mezcal bottles, and it was pool parties every night. And not talking about the other entertainment stuff because it might be inappropriate for all
Code
of
of conduct.
exactly. But that was kind of the craziest
Yeah.
conference. I don't remember any talk, but the beach parties, and it was crazy. Like, it was really wild.
We gotta bring that back. We gotta bring those back.
Well, I'm here. I mean, the friendly was already quite close.
Yeah, we'll
Just the
figure out
beach was
the
missing.
beach. Yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out.
Some sand. And oh, I love the venue in Friendly of You.
Yeah,
It
well,
was the
thank you.
best.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna
Oh.
be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for
Thank you
joining
so much.
our short episode. It's not
This is
short-term
okay.
news, but this is short-friendly
Short friendly episode.
podcast.
Thanks a lot, Nick, and thanks for like all the the conferences and the
Thank
fields
you
and stuff.
both for your support, and hope to see you soon
Right.
in life, in real life,
Sure.
IRL.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.